Title: Reference Trek Workflows from Scratch with Resampling Only Intermediate. All right, welcome in. Today we're doing an intermediate drum and bass workflow in Ableton Live, and the rule is simple. We only print using resampling. No freezing, no flattening, no I'll just bounce this one thing real quick shortcuts. We're going to commit to audio early, on purpose, and use that commitment to move faster and get more creative. The focus is workflow. Reference-driven workflow, specifically. You'll use a reference track as an energy and arrangement map, build your drums and bass from scratch, then resample into audio loops and turn those loops into variations, fills, and a quick arrangement sketch. By the end, you should have a rolling DNB loop turned into a 1.5 to 2.5 minute idea with an intro, a drop, a mini break, and a second drop. Not perfect, not mastered, but undeniably a track direction with momentum. Let's start with step 0, pick a reference. Choose one track that's close to your target vibe. Rolling, minimal, jungle-leaning, dark and heavy, whatever. The key is, don't pick a track that's so different you end up chasing the wrong aesthetic. Drag that reference audio into arrangement view on a track named REF. Now here's a detail that really matters. Click the reference clip and turn warp off. You want the original audio, not time-stretched artifacts changing the tone. Then drop a utility on an REF track, and set the gain to about -6 dB as a starting point. Teacher note, this is not about being quiet. This is about being honest. If the reference is louder than your track, your brain will think it's better. You'll start boosting highs, smashing limiters, and mixing with volume instead of tone. So we level match first, and we keep it that way. Next, set up a FASTA/B system. The simple version is you just mute and unmute the reference track, and you keep your master peaking around -6 while writing. That works. The better version is, group all your music channels into a group called a MixBus. Keep REF outside that group. On the master, put a limiter just as protection, ceiling around -0.3, and add a spectrum for quick low-end checks. When you compare, you're going to solo the MixBus, then solo the REF. Never both together. And here's an extra coach move. Don't a slash B every 10 seconds. That can actually slow you down and make you second guess everything. Instead, pick 2 or 3 anchor moments in your reference. For example, the first 4 bars of the drop, the loudest fill, and the minute break. Those are your checkpoints. You build for a while, then you compare at anchors. It's way faster, and your decisions get clearer. Now set tempo and markers like a producer. DNB usually lives around 172 to 176 BPM. Set 174. Then play the reference and drop locators where you feel the sections change. Intro, drop, switch or mini break, second drop, outro. Quick structure cheat code: 16 bars intro, 32 bars drop, 8 to 16 bars switch, 32 bars second drop. You can break rules later. Right now we want a solid skeleton. Now we build drums. Step 3. Kick and snare foundation. Create a MIDI track called Drums Core. Add a drum rack. Pick a short punchy kick and a snare that has a strong transient and that classic DNB presence, usually somewhere in that 200 HE to 2K HE zone. Program a basic 1-bar pattern at 174. Kick on 1.1. Snare on 1.2 and 1.4. Optionally an extra kick around 1.3.3 if you want more drive. Now add a simple stock chain. Drum bus first. Drive somewhere like 5-15%, taste-based. Keep boom conservative because in drum and bass, the real sub weight usually belongs to the bass, not the kick. Then EQ8. If the kick is boxy, lightly dip 250-400 HC. If the snare is dull, a gentle high shelf around 7-10 KHC can help. Then glue compressor, light. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2:1, and only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Teacher note, if you're not getting impact, don't instantly stack 5 processors. Usually it's sample choice, volume balance, and transient clarity. DNB smack is simple, but it's not forgiving. Next, tops and groove. Create another MIDI track called tops. You can use another drum rack or simpler instruments. Build a 16th note closed hat pattern, but don't leave it rigid. Add open hats on offbeats, maybe a ride layer, maybe a couple perks or little fully hits. For groove, you have 2 main options. Use the groove pool with a swing 16 groove at about 10-20%, or manually nudge hats a few milliseconds late, like 1-8 milliseconds. That tiny timing offset is a huge part of rolling. And here's a deeper groove tip. Drum and bass swing often comes from layers disagreeing slightly. Hats slightly late. Ghost snare slightly early. A perk loop with groove pull swing, that push-pull creates motion, and once you resample and chop, it becomes even more alive. On the Tops channel, do a quick clean-up chain. Auto filter high pass, 24 dB slope, somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz to keep the low end clean. Saturator with soft clip, 2 to 6 dB drive for energy. Utility for width if needed, but keep it clean. And a tiny reverb, very short decay, and make sure the reverb has high pass so it doesn't fog up the low mids. Now bass. This is the big one, because we're going to treat resampling like our instrument. Create a MIDI track called Bass Synth. Use Waveatable or Operator. For a resish rolling bass, try two sawish oscillators slightly detuned, maybe a little unison, and a low pass 24 dB filter with a bit of drive. Then give it movement. Add an LFO to the filter cutoff, synced around 1/4 or 1/8, subtle amount. Add just a hint of FM or warping for grit, but don't destroy it yet. Write a 1 or 2 bar pattern that rolls. Keep the sub notes disciplined. DNB low end loves consistency. If you're constantly changing root notes or writing super long sub tails, you'll spend the whole session fighting your own bass. On the bass chain, EQ 8 with a high pass around 25 to 30 Hz just to remove rumble. If it's muddy, a small dip around 200 to 350 Hz can help. Then saturator, 3 to 8 dB drive with soft clip. Compression only if you need gentle leveling. Now we set up resampling properly. Create an audio truck named resample. Set audio from to resampling. Set monitoring to off. Arm it. Important. Resampling captures what you're hearing, including what your master is doing. So here's a pro safety setup you can use. On the master, create an audio effect rack with two chains. One called write, where you keep your limiter for protection. Another called print, where the limiter is off and maybe there's just a utility at minus 3 dB. Macro map the chain selector so you can flip quickly. And another simple rule that saves you from pain, aim for your printed clips to peak around minus 6 to minus 3 dB FS. If you print too hot, every warp, fade, and saturation later will clip and it becomes a cleanup session instead of a creative session. Now let's do the main move, print the bass. Solo bass synth, record about 8 bars into resample. Stop, and consolidate that recording into a clean clip. Name it something that tells the truth. Here's the vibe for naming. Include tempo, key, length, and what you changed. Like bass 174M and 8BLP 24LFO 1-8 set 5 print 01. It's not obsessive. It's future you being able to work fast without mystery audio. Now create two audio tracks. Bass main audio and bass FX audio. Drag your printed bass clip into bass main. This is where the resampling-only workflow turns into speed. You're going to create variations without touching MIDI. Duplicate the clip, then try a few fast edits. Reverse a tiny chunk, like 1/8 or 1/16, for glitchy pull. Use beat repeat for short stutters. Add auto filter and automate it for wah moments. Use frequency shifter subtly for a metallic edge. If you build a crazy effects chain and it starts getting CPU heavy or it feels too plug-in wah, resample again. That's the whole mindset. Make a cool moment, print it, move on. Quick warp tip. Be careful warping bass with Complex Pro. It can smear low end. Try beats mode for rhythmic bass loops, or keep warp minimal. You can also do a cool advanced trick here. Take the same printed bass and make 3 duplicates with different warp modes. Beats for crunchy gating, tones for smoother sustained notes, texture for foggy smear. Blend the weird ones super quietly under the main for motion, without new instruments. Optional, but very DNB. Add a break layer. Create an audio track called Break. Drop in a breakbeat loop or your own chopped break. High pass around 150 to 250 Hz so it doesn't fight kick and bass. Tighten it with drum bus or glue if needed. Then do the same resampling discipline. Solo break. Record 8 bars into resample, and now you've got a break print you can slice for fills quickly. Now arrangement. This is where the reference track becomes your blueprint. Use your locators and build. Intro. Drop. Minute break, second drop, intro, 16 bars, tops only, maybe filtered. Tease the snare with reverb throws, maybe a hint of bass texture, but high passed so it's more like atmosphere than low end. Drop, 32 bars, full drums and bass. Keep the first 8 bars relatively clean, then add a fill at bar 8 and a bigger fill at bar 16. Remember, you're matching density and tension, not copying notes. Mini break or switch, 8 to 16 bars, pull out the kick for 2 to 4 bars. Keep snare and atmosphere. Filter the bass down, then slam it back. Second drop, 32 bars, same core groove, but a new bass variation. This is where you can do that two-stage drop trick, First 16 simpler, second 16 more energy. Add a ride layer, add a bass response edit, add ghost notes, anything that increases density without changing the whole identity. If you want to get very systematic, map your reference and density lanes. Every 8 bars, rate drum density, bass complexity, high frequency presence, and how often FX happens. Then match the shape of those curves with your own material. It's an insanely effective way to get pro feeling arrangement fast. Now sidechain, D then B style. On bass main audio, add a compressor. Turn on sidechain, choose the kick track or drum's core as the input. Ratio around 4:1. Attack super fast, like 0.3 to 3 milliseconds. Release around 40 to 120 milliseconds depending on how long your bass is. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on kick hits. Also, don't forget, because you're in audio now, you can do super clean volume automation edits right on the clip. Sometimes a tiny clip gain dip is cleaner than heavy sidechain compression. Now the power move. Resample your drop bus. Group your core drop elements into a group called drop bus. Usually drums, bass, and break layer. Solo drop bus. Record 16 bars into resample. Consolidate and name it drop print 01. Now you can create fills and transitions ridiculously fast. Chop a 1-bar fill from the print. Reverse the last quarter bar before a drop. Stutter the entire drop for one beat. Find a happy accident, like a flammed hat or a distortion tick. Consolidate that tiny slice, and use it as a signature sound every 8 bars. And here's a sneaky arrangement trick. Energy automation with clip gain envelopes. Instead of adding layers, draw gain. Push plus 1 dB in the last 2 beats before a fill, then pull minus 1 dB right after the fill so the next ramp feels bigger. When you resample buses, this kind of macro energy shaping really reads. Two final quality control reminders before we wrap. 1. Keep your sub mostly mono. Blow about 120 Hz. Use utility width close to 0 to 30%. Wide sub can feel exciting in headphones and then disappear or distort in the real world. 2. Don't resample the master while the limiter is smashing. That commits distortion you can't undo. Use that master print chain when you record important prints. Okay, mini practice run you can do in 25 to 40 minutes. This Audino version is shortened for playback.